What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Been a minute, everyone. It has been a minute. Hello, bandwagoners. Oh shit, wrong show, Dave. Wrong show. Hello, hockey fans. Hello again, Chair Shot Radio Network. It's your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, joined by his good friend David Ungar, the lawyer, welcoming you into another edition of Hockey Talk. Hockey Talk is, of course, part of the Chair Shot Radio Network here on thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And we are here recording on Sunday, April 7th, WrestleMania Night 2. People hear me bitch about this all the time.
Get it out of the way. Let's just do it.
let's be realistic. Like, this is the busiest weekend of the year for the wrestling side of ChairShot.com. Like, that is what we are looking at. We are covering, you know, NXT Stand and Deliver, WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2, tomorrow's the Raw after WrestleMania, and everybody's predictions, people are busy bragging about how they're right, how they're wrong. If there was any question that Cody was ascending to the top of the mountain, I think that was squashed last night. Like, Cody Rhodes,
dude, The Rock kind of squashed it in his press conference. I don't know if you watched the press conference. I thought
I didn't watch the press conference.
I thought it would be Final Boss showing up, but it was like, you know, board of directors, Dwayne Johnson, who was there.
Let me tell you this. This is a confession. I barely watched any of Night 1 of WrestleMania.
Really?
Really. I wasn't feeling all that great. There was a big shock and awe. For those of you who are listening to this on Tuesday, Bandwagon Nerds, you will know, is kind of flying without a script. Not that it needs much of a script, but Patrick O'Dowd, Mr. Rundown himself, no rundowns. No rundown this week for Bandwagon Nerds, because I wasn't feeling that well. I didn't sleep well the night before. Was just kind of in and out of it. And then I dusted off the PlayStation 5 and got back into Baldur's Gate and was playing Baldur's Gate. Then was like, I'm tired and want to go to bed. I look at the time. I was like, there is not going to be a rundown today. So we knew what we were doing. Like, there was no question what the show was going to be. So it wasn't like it was this huge issue, but it's been a day. It's been a weekend. I am working my way into vacation mode because next week we're off again, Dave. We're off again.
As in we're off. Both of us are off.
We are off. We are both off. Both of us on our recording day will be hanging out with the mouse. Dude, in our own ways.
So do like some sort of conference call. The first ever like dual coast.
I'm not gonna, dude. Here's the thing, is honest to God. So of all I talk to you more than any single person outside of Greg in the Chair Shot Radio Network, like without question, whether it's sharing hockey news with you or Disney news, which like there is a part of me who's like, for the entertainment world, we could do a theme park podcast. Like if we ever got tired of musical chairs, or if we ever got tired of talking about how terrible the Caps and the Blues are, there's a place for theme park. Like, and you're a big, like you go to the major California theme parks throughout the year. I'm mostly Six Flags and Disney. I'm assuming you do Universal over there occasion.
My complaint with Universal is the tickets are very expensive. Like they're Disneyland level prices, and they just don't have the number of rides to justify that. A number of attractions. It's not like Florida's, which is like, okay, that's absolutely worth the money here.
And getting bigger.
And here it's like, man, you're charging a lot of money for, you know, maybe 10 attractions that are worth a shit. And
nice.
I have a problem with that. But I haven't been to Knott's. I want to go to Knott's.
Right. Well, and the thing that I always find really amusing for us is like, I'm full on, everybody knows this. Like I am full on in Mr. Disney World vacationing, and we're taking it to a new level in 2025. We're doing a Disney cruise. Dave, I'm telling you right now, I don't think I'm too far out from being a member of the Disney Vacation Club. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why the wife is looking at contracts. I'm not looking at contracts. I'm not pushing these things, but she is looking at the resale market in particular of Disney Vacation Club, and started talking about contracts here and there.
It's got to be pretty good, the resale. I mean, I like how your wife does these things while you were sleeping. While you're sleeping, dear, did this.
Well, here's the thing, is none of the things she does are like things that I wouldn't be in favor of or willing to do. Like when I come home and she's like, oh yeah, I booked a week, you know, in Disney. I'm like, the first time we did it, I was like, cool. Like, we've never gone to Disney World. That's exciting. I can get behind that. And that was when I was really cynical about the experience. And you know, and there's still a lot of people out there that complain about how much it costs, how people are like, it's so hard to like, people make going to Disney World so much harder than it really needs to be. And it cracks me up. Like, you have to do some work. Yes. But it's really not that hard. And it's really about what kind of experience and vacation you want to have. But like when the Mrs. O'Dowd starts to look at stuff, that's what I know we are taking steps towards that thing. When the Mrs. O'Dowd wants a new car and starts looking at new cars, we're getting a new car. The fact that she is looking at resale market Disney Vacation Club contracts tells me that it might not be that far out of the realm of possibility. If we can find a way to do it, it might happen. As it is, you know, we're still vacationing like crazy. Again, we're going this coming week, you know, the week after
next week
for Disney World.
Yeah.
Then we're going back again in September for a long weekend with another couple, another family that we're very, very close with. We're splitting a 2-bedroom villa in a Disney Vacation Club property to try and score tickets to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is very, very popular. Not as good as the Oogie Boogie Bash from everything I've seen. Like, I want to go to California for the Oogie Boogie Bash someday. Like, just the way that's set up and the way that looks amazing. But, you know, between that, then we got this trip in September, then Memorial Day weekend of 2025, we're, you know, hopping on the Disney Treasure and going on a Disney cruise for a week. And we're already looking at vacations for 2026 and 2027. Like it's a thing. Some of it's addictive too. Like some of it's just like, it's an addiction. It's a drug and we're addicted to it. And we love doing it. Travel is very much something we didn't get to do with our kid when we were kids. And I think we're giving it to our kid in a big, big way. So anyway, that's 10 minutes of Disney talk and travel talk. And all of that came down to, we share news about these theme parks with each other all the time, whether it's the proxy battle for the Disney Board of Directors, which glad that that little weasel did not win and that he was soundly defeated.
Oh, yeah. And all of his warnings as to how we're going to be watching all this shit going, it's whatever, dude.
Right. Whatever. You got smoked because Disney has the audacity to have brown people and women lead some of their movies. Like, it's so weird. To updates on rides, updates on attractions, just do, like, we can do this. And I see all these other channels that do this, and I'm like, we can do that better. But got, at least I feel like
in our back pocket, I mean, the most knowledgeable person that I know of about theme parks is my son. He's an encyclopedia of this stuff. He just knows all the inner workings of everything. And I mean, you know, I shared that video with you of that ride at Cedar Point where he desperately wants to go to Sandusky. I'm like, man, that looks a little bit, a little intimidating.
Yeah, it does look interesting. So, all right. But that's not why anybody's here, right, Dave? Dave, people are here to talk hockey. So if you have stuck with us through that, here, I'll do this for us in terms of the Disney talk. All right, the horn has sounded on Walt Disney World talk. Let's get to it because the playoff picture since we last met is much, much clearer. We have tons of teams that have now clinched in the Atlantic. We know that the Bruins, the Panthers, the Maple Leafs all heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs. We know the Rangers and the Hurricanes out of the Metropolitan have claimed their spot in the playoffs. And Tampa Bay has claimed claimed a wild card spot. They are in as well. The West, Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, the surprising Winnipeg Jets have all claimed playoff spots. Vancouver and Edmonton out of the Pacific have all claimed playoff spots. Nobody has claimed a spot officially in the wild card, but that's going to happen any day now. Vegas and Nashville are just waiting for the Blues to lose is really all. Like, and as we record this today on the 7th, there's one Stanley Cup playoff clinching scenario right now, and that is the Nashville Predators, who will clinch a playoff berth if they beat the Jersey Devils in any fashion and the Blues lose to the Ducks in any fashion. So it doesn't matter how. Preds win, Blues loss, Predators are in. Or if they get 1 point against the Devils and the Blues lose in regulation, the Kings, who are idle, they will officially clinch if the Blues lose to the Ducks in regulation and any results in the Minnesota Wild Chicago Blackhawks game, which other than a Wild win in regulation. So long as Minnesota doesn't win in regulation and the Blues lose, which the way the Blues are playing, I feel pretty confident by the time we don't record next week's show, the Blues are done. So,
yeah, I mean, what they lost to San Jose last night. I mean, that's pretty telling for, I mean, both of our teams.
Yeah, it's
since
just
the last
done.
Time we talked. Oh, yeah. Since the last time we talked, our teams just went on this downward spiral. And like, yes, but my guys, you know, had that big win against Detroit. And then after that, it's just been getting blown out by Buffalo, blown out by Toronto, blown out by Pittsburgh in a game they had to have. And then they blow a 2-0 leading. Yeah, I mean, so out east, you've got six spots decided. The Penguins are now somehow, some fucking way. This is what happens. They go and they win four in a row. The Islanders win four in a row. The Flyers lose seven in a row and everything flips, you know, and it's like you got two spots left in the east to decide.
And there are four teams
at least
really getting after it right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, in the East, you got the battle for third place in the Metro, which is far from decided.
Right.
Because you've got the Islanders, yes, but Pittsburgh two behind, Philly two behind. The Caps are still somehow in this disaster with a game in hand. They still got six games left. Detroit, I think, is leading Buffalo as we speak. That's a game Detroit has to have. That's a game both teams have to have because Buffalo's not out of it. The Devils are kind of, they're still in it. So, yeah, the East is like, all right, Pittsburgh's gotten hot at the right time. The Islanders certainly got hot at the right time. The Flyers are just, you know, free falling.
Remember 2 weeks ago, we were saying our goodbyes to our friends in Pittsburgh. Like we were RIPing them.
They were getting blown out. They weren't playing up to, they did kind of the same thing the Caps did. They sold off. Jake Gensel goes to Carolina, where of course he scores two goals against us the other night. What a surprise. But yeah, it's the East is going to be a dogfight right down to the very end. I mean, you got two spots, and like you're saying, you got five, six teams all fighting for two spots. I mean, one of them is going to get that third place in the Metro, but.
Right. And I will say this. I think that Buffalo and Jersey are really, really outside shot. Like at this point in the season, just with what's left to go.
They are. I mean, the fact that Buffalo's gotten back into it is nothing short of remarkable. And I mean, it bodes well. Like we've been saying them for a couple years now. Hey, Buffalo's, you know, on the team on the rise, and then they got rid of Eichel and all that. But they've had a quietly resurgent season because they were dead in the water for a long time. And they've played really well down the stretch. The Devils have tried to get back into it. I agree with you. It's a long shot for both of them. I would, you know, if I had to put money on it, I'd say, yeah, Buffalo's been playing better. But you would not know it from today. As what is it? 3-0 Detroit in the first period. So the Red Wings looking to leave, no doubt.
Hey, when a team wants it, you go get it.
But out west, I mean, what, you've got three spots left. The Kings are going to clinch. Vegas, you've got three spots left, but really you don't. It's done. You know, I mean, the closest team is the Blues, and they're 7 points behind Nashville, and just not happening. Sorry, man.
The West is done. The West is all but done. It's like seeding.
It's seeding out there now.
Right. Yeah. At this point, it's positioning. So. Like whatever, it's fine. I'll get over it. I'm sad, but it could be worse. I don't know. I'll get over it. I think the East is, you know, obviously it's the more intriguing race down the line, and it's going to be the more intriguing playoff bracket. So it'll be fun to see because all those teams are so tightly
clumped. I was going to comment. I mean, like you and I have talked a few times over the past month or so about the Boston Florida dynamic and those two teams battling for the Atlantic, right? But, you know, what I realize is looking at the score last night, Boston beats Florida in overtime. Boston swept Florida this year, which, of course, will have the Bostonites, you know, some of them will say, oh, yeah, we've got the advantage on them. And I'm like, do you? I mean, every game was close. Well,
but right now, they would not win the President's Trophy. You got that going for you. No, they wouldn't. Yeah, the Bruins wouldn't.
Who's ahead of them?
The Rangers by a point.
Are they? Okay. Oh, yep. They are.
108 to 107.
If I'm Boston, I take my foot off the gas. I say, you know what? We don't need it.
The 52 win New York Rangers, which I knew they were, like, we knew they'd be good. I don't think we were sold on them, but
I mean,
they're doing something right.
Like we said,
Kucherov's having a run.
Yeah, like we said, it's Shesterkin is all about, you know, how he plays.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know why I said Kucherov.
I mean, how he plays is how they're going to go. Carolina's an intriguing thing. Right. I think getting Gensel is going to pay a big dividend for them. But yeah, I mean, if it's Florida-Toronto, that first round series, whoo, that's going to be, I mean, Florida worked them last year, but they won't have the benefit of pulling off one of the biggest upsets in playoff history this year. And Carolina's just like, I don't know who the hell we're playing, but bring them on.
Right. Absolutely. But well,
that second, the team who, here's the thing though. And I don't mean to cut you off. The thing between the Rangers and Boston, whoever wins that, there is an advantage to winning the President's Cup because you avoid that first round matchup with Tampa Bay. And that's not going to be fun for anybody. So if you do win the President's Trophy, you get the benefit of playing this last wildcard team who, and we know now that's going to be they're going to be in a dogfight all the way to the very end, whoever gets there. So yeah, I could see this might be a year where you say, let's go for the President's Trophy. I know there's a curse on it, but we might have an advantage. Then of course, the flip side is this team has been fighting for their lives for weeks. They're playoff ready because they've been in that mode for a month.
Yeah, absolutely. 1000% agree. And I can't wait to get to the pairings. By the time we get back, we will have pairings. We will have playoff matchups to discuss and games to start reacting to. Best playoff system in sports. All right, Dave, we're going to take our first break. We come back. I want to talk to you about some news around hockey. I want to talk about your boy Ovechkin because he's got another milestone right around the corner. And just the dude, we'll get to it when we come back. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, part of the chairshot.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So this morning, I was hanging around the old NHL.com and I clicked on my favorite article, Morning Skate. And the third bullet, actually, the first three bullets, which are the like highlights, this is what we're going to cover in the Morning Skate. All three of these topics are awesome. And so maybe we talk about this. We are talking about Austin Matthews. We're talking about Sidney Crosby. And we're going to talk about Alex Ovechkin. Let's talk about your guy first, because Washington, Detroit, as we talked about before, you can still move back into a wild card spot today with how busy. I love how you're already shaking. You're like, no. But it could also figure to be a big day for Alex Ovechkin. And you mentioned he got six games left. He could make NHL history with one more goal scored, because he would be the only player ever with 18-30 goal seasons. That's outstanding. Like, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Here's your time to talk about how great your boy Alex Ovechkin is.
He's, he's been resilient this year, I think more so than any other year. I mean, all that stuff earlier in the year, he couldn't score. And, you know, from where he was just like a month and a half ago, to think that he would get the 30 goals is like, no way. But he's the only one out there right now who's really getting him, and Dylan Strome have been really it for those guys the past, past few weeks. And they don't have the goaltending to hold up. But yeah, Alex is the greatest goal scorer of our generation. I don't think you can dispute that at this point. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's done everything. At the beginning of the year, a month and a half, I would say, Gretzky's record might be safe. Nah, I think he's zeroing in on that. He's only, 45, 44 away from that now. So, you think, does he have 2 years left? Probably, you know. I mean, he doesn't show a lot of signs of slowing down right now. He's still in great shape.
Yeah, I guess whatever he found, whatever fountain of youth he's drinking from, keep it up, because you know, 30 goals is not anything to sneeze at.
He does stuff differently now. I've watched him play. He's not just parking at his office, he's going to the front of the net looking for rebounds, kind of like getting those grindy goals that isn't really an Ovechkin staple. And he's doing really well with that. And the Caps, you know, they know how to shoot the puck. It's just a matter of putting it in the net. They have problems with, but yeah, I think with six games to go, I think, yeah, 30 goals, very likely. I would not be surprised to see him end at like 33-ish, 34 on the season. And that's, for a guy his age, that's a solid year. I mean, a really solid year.
Right. You think he can get 4 goals in 6 games?
Yeah, he's been on that pace lately. He could at least 2. All maybe right. With the 31, okay. 31 seems good. If they're going to make the playoffs, he's going to have to carry them. And I don't know if he can. But yeah, I could see him getting a couple more, 2 or 3.
Cool. Well, Austin Matthews also yesterday, he added to his goal total and reached the 100-point mark for the second time in his career, tied Connor McDavid for the 3rd most goals in a campaign in the past 30 years. Again, his season's not over yet. The list is topped by Mario Lemieux. He's just some dude. He's pretty good.
Some guy.
And they're second behind. Do you know who they'd be second behind?
For what is this category? What is this? What are we looking at?
Goals in a campaign in the past 30 years.
Probably Ovechkin had a pretty, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Alex Ovechkin scored 65 in 2007 and 08. Yeah. Lemieux shot 69, nice, in 95-96. Connor McDavid also had 64 in 22-23. Matthews is sitting on 64. So he could pass Alex. He could pass Mario, but I don't know. I don't know how many games.
There's still a chance he gets to 70. Well, what is he at? 65 now?
64.
Six goals in their last.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know he. That's a lot.
Toronto has. Yeah, they got 6 games left. A goal a game. There you go. It's all it takes.
A goal a game. Yeah, it's not so hard. Goal scoring's easy. Everybody can do it.
Yeah, he's tremendous. Like the goal he scored last night was just he's a smart, very cerebral player for somebody that young. All he does is he just throws the puck at the net and it caroms in off of a Canadian player's a defenseman's skate. It counts, you know, that sort of thing. And he does that a lot. He's just got that certain brain for the game that a lot of the younger guys don't have. And he's really, I would love to see him succeed, not at the Caps expense, but I would love to see him succeed and have, you know, Toronto really go on a run here. But it's just like, yeah, how much can it's like Connor McDavid. How much can McDavid lead you? How much can Austin Matthews lead you? You got to look at that well-rounded team. And I just don't still have my doubts about Toronto.
I mean, we always have our doubts about Toronto. Three seasons ago, we started this podcast. I was all in on Toronto, and that was, as they say, a mistake. Whoopsie daisy. All right, last story that I really wanted to talk about. Again, we talked about Alex Ovechkin, man in his 40s, scoring some goals. Sidney Crosby, also a man in his 40s, I think, at this point, right?
Like
hit the 40-goal mark. He's up there. He's close to 40. Reached the 40-goal mark for the third time in his career and his first in 7 seasons as the Penguins continue to make their playoff push, currently in a playoff spot. Still a lot of time to go.
Sid's only 36.
He's only 36?
He's only 36.
So he's been playing for 18 seasons, right? Because he started when he was 18.
Right. Well, you got to remember that first year that him and Ovi got drafted, it was the lockout year and they lost the whole season. So, yeah.
It's still crazy to me. It is. They just feel like they've been around. Like,
yeah,
shared ice with.
He's 36. Ovi's 38. So neither of them are actually in their 40s yet. I mean, but to get to your point, Sid has never been known as a, he scores, but he doesn't score in bunches. He just scores in huge moments. So what did he get to 40 goals this year? Is that what you said?
He hit 40 goals third time in his career.
For him to outgoal Ovechkin right now at this point is really okay.
Right.
But at the same time, like I saw last night, Evgeny Malkin's family was in attendance and when they beat Tampa in overtime and they got very emotional. Sid, you know, is you look at where Pittsburgh is right now and you take Sidney Crosby out of that equation and oh my God, they're down around Ottawa levels, you know, that sort of thing. Sid is single-handedly, and you know me. I mean, we've talked all this time. I hate the guy, but I respect the shit out of him. I think he's one of the right. all-time all-time
best. You
just
hate him because he's not on your team, man. Like, he's not on your team.
He's victimized my team so much. So, yeah, I get it.
Right.
But he is absolutely one of the all-time greats. One of the all-time greats. You look at everything that he's accomplished at every level, including internationally. And for what he's, yeah, you look at where Pittsburgh is and without Sid and what Sid's doing at his age. And, yeah, a little bit younger than Ovi. But Sid's got has a much bigger injury history than Ovechkin does. And, you know, you'd think if he hadn't lost a year and a half to concussion syndrome, right?
Right.
Where would he be? But yeah, he's a tremendous player. He has put the Pens on his back. They're another team that's similar to the Caps, like we said earlier, seemingly mailed it in, you know, got rid of one of their best players and then went on a tear. So can they keep it going? I've learned long ago, Pat, not to bet against Sidney Crosby, because you usually 90% of the time you lose every time. It's Sex Panther.
He's just such a great all around player. Like, kind of like you said, like he just does everything well. And when you do everything well, you're going to be you're in for a long, successful career. So, yeah, hats off to Alex Ovechkin, Austin Matthews, and Sidney Crosby. I got to be a little jealous. Shorter episode today, Dave, and that's okay. But do you have anything sitting out there on the fire you want to get to? Playoff push is coming. By the time we get back, we're going to have a ton to talk about. It's going to be exciting.
It'll all be decided by the time we get back. We'll know the matchups.
It will be.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking around and I'm trying to think. I think the Flyers are done, to be honest with you. Looking at where they are, I just think, okay, you guys have just completely lost it. If I had to bet right now for the last two spots, I'd say Islanders for sure. The other one, yeah, I'm not going to bet against Pittsburgh. I'll go with the Pens. I don't think they'll fare very well in that first round match, but you never know.
You never know. Yeah. And once you're in, all bets are off. Ask every President's Trophy winner for the last, like, bajillion years. Yeah.
Ask the 2009, 2010 Capitals about that.
Right. So, anyway. All right, man. Well, that's going to do it. Have a great time on your little pilgrimage. Is the whole family going?
It's me, my son, my wife, and my niece. In-law, they're going. It's like I told you, this is like we got that 3-day thing last time, and I have to cash in the other 2 days before like May 1st or some shit. So, gotta go.
Gosh, gotta use them.
Gotta get them.
But that's okay. I will also be having a good time at the Mouse. Very, very excited to get there again. I can't get enough of the place. Like, I realized it the other day. I just can't get enough of the place. So,
Tiana will be opening pretty soon, man. When you go back, it should be open.
What's that? Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be open in Disney World by the time I'm there in September, because they Imagineers are riding the ride now. They're test riding it, which means that they're getting close to previews.
Yeah, I think Memorial Day is what they're targeting.
I had a small sliver of hope, and it could happen. You never know, because they always go as cast member previews, then annual pass holder previews. So when they had the Imagineers on, I was like, oh, come on, baby. And it didn't materialize. So, oh, wells, it would have been awesome had it happened, but it won't. Dave, before we get out of here, we lied to the people, by the way, and talked more Disney. My fault. Tell everybody where they can find you. Find where they can find you on the Chairshot Radio Network and on the Chairshot.com.
Yeah, you can find me on the platform formerly known as Twitter. It's X now, whatever the hell you want to call it. At Attitude Ag, that is at Attitude AGG, facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And you can, you know, tell me all your wrestling related opinions over there.
Absolutely. And you can follow me also on the X Twitter at Wrestling Realist, that is at WRESTLNGREALIST. Also, make sure you follow that over on the Instagram as well. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Hockey Talk. By the way, when we come back, we will have hockey playoff talk to discuss. It's going to be very, very exciting. We will catch you all in 2 weeks. This has been Hockey Talk on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.